There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Normally, you'd be absolutely delighted with the floor, by the way.
I'm still there.
Yeah,
absolutely. But we have to see how much it costs us. We don't know that yet. Got a knock a little bit below, on the lower part of his chin, or above the ankle. We'll see what that means. It was what he felt, but he wasn't 100% sure. That Curtis cannot play on tells you that it must be something, because he would have played on with all costs, actually. Jogo looks probably the worst. I didn't see it back, but I heard that the pictures didn't look great as well. So we have to see there. And Darwin, we had to take, or we took off, because he said he feels un poco, really a little, but that was obviously today enough to immediately push the brake, and that's what we did. So I took him off and brought Cody, so that worked out really well. Yeah, that's not great. So we can talk about that part of the game. That's really not good, but we cannot change that anymore. And we can talk about the other part, because probably all the thoughts you might have had in these situations, the players could have had as well, and could have, performance level could have dropped or whatever, but it was the other way around. We played an exceptional game, by far the best game since I'm at Liverpool here at Brentford, by far. Dealing with all the specific situations they create, and being as dominant as you can somehow be calm in the right moments, be direct in the right moments, use their man marking, play against the line, and all these kind of things. So there, I saw a top game, honestly. The first 10, 15 minutes, I don't know exactly. They had these counter attacks, and they looked really good. I liked it as well when Tony, Mopai, and they're gone. We had to adapt our protection, obviously, in these moments. Did that, then that was gone. But the set pieces were still there. If you see the stats, we committed 18 fouls, day four. Or something seems not to be right there. And that's it. Very good game in strange circumstances, but we are still really happy with the result.
Yeah, all five of your forwards contributed to goals today. Is that perhaps one of the most pleasing?
I'm not surprised about that. To be honest, Mo played the first game for weeks, months, I'm not sure. I think could have had a hat-trick. Eh? It's only the first one. Lucho kicks the ball against his right foot or whatever, and then the other one, Mo usually finished it off, but the goal he scored was absolutely outstanding. But they all play good. They all are good players. We have just to make sure Cody's goal was absolutely outstanding as well. So it's really... that's all cool. But, you know, you can count as well the games coming up. So it would be helpful if we have a bit more than one for each position. We have to see how we deal with that now. But it's all fine. We that's the situation. We cannot change that. Can't remember one day since I'm in where it was like easy, no problems at all or something like that. So we have problems. Probably we don't know exactly how big they are, but we probably have them. But as long as we have 11 players, we will go for it. And the next one is on Wednesday, and then in the next press conference, do I have a press conference before Luton? We don't do that today. Sure. So then people will tell me, the weekend is a final. What do you think about that? And then maybe you save that question for somebody else, and then I don't get angry, because you cannot think about it.
It's just not that we have to play Luton. They deserve and will get all our attention and respect. And after that, we will see how we can play the next game.
Can I just clarify, sorry, that Curtis Jones is on crutches?
Yeah, but that is normal. I didn't speak to him. I don't have time. I more or less get carried around here in the stadium to have interviews and stuff like this. So I don't know how it developed during the second half, because as I'm in halftime, it was all right-ish. But I don't know what happened since then.
Yeah, I can't imagine how tough the last few weeks have been for Conor Bradley, but for him to come back in a side and perform like that, you must be incredibly proud of him on that.
I am. I'm over the moon about him. Yes, you're right. Pretty special. Very, very special. But it was special before that week, and it's now again pretty special. Played an exceptional game. So we had a situation again with changes. So who do we take off? Is it Robbo, who played the second game in a row pretty much after a long, long break? Or is it Conor? Side in the end for Conor. Robbo can maybe manage it with his experience slightly better. Yeah, very impressive. Absolutely.
The back.
Ali was ill last week and is injured this week. There's absolutely no other ideas behind. If Ali wouldn't have been ill and wouldn't have been injured now, Ali would have played. So, no, we've had already enough games this year to have kind of rhythm. So goalies are a different breed to other people. So they keep that would have been, no, it was not in my plans to play Luton or whatever. Or how sad. We play the game. We play with all focus and all attention and don't think about other things. It might be not the smartest way. It's just the only way I know. But he was outstanding. He was outstanding. So I don't know exactly, to be honest, who is the number one in Ireland. But if they have a better goalie than him, I have to say respect. It's outstanding. And this year, we gave him more games than he had previously. That's well deserved, because we need him, and we need him with rhythm. And now the situation around Ali shows that that makes absolutely sense. We will see how long is Ali out, but Kvief is exceptional. Today he was, wow, that was an A-plus performance.
Last one here.
Yeah, Jürgen, after the game, you shared a really nice moment with Ivan Toney. What did you say to him there?
What did I tell him? It was more like smiling at him. He's obviously quite a handful and really tricky. I use a different word, but it's really tricky to play against him, obviously. Yeah, and I think he's a little, am I right? He's a Liverpool supporter. He's not shy to saying that. I can admit it as well. So, yeah, we spoke a little bit about that. And he wished me good luck for my time after these things here. Was anyway, a lot of people said it, a lot of players said it. It's not necessary, but it's nice anyway. So, but nobody has to worry. I will find something, a place to watch Premier League. So that was it. It was a nice conversation. I had with Janel as well. And I guess well, it was, this is the strange thing in football. This is probably one of the nicest teams, coaching stuff, everything you can face. You play against them, you want to knock them down every 5 seconds because it's just annoying. And it's like, really like that, because everything is set up to make you really look rubbish. And but around that, that's a really, it's a great club, and I like everything about it, just not playing them. That's it.
Thank you, everyone.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.